He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning, April 11th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. We are headquartered in beautiful downtown sunny San Diego. At least it's nice and sunny today. I hope it's sunny where you are at. It is sunny on the market once again. Boy, we've had a nice run here in the market. Who's the guy that told you to stay in the market during sequestration, during fiscal cliff, during the election season? In fact, for the last 49 months. Yes, it will come to an end at some point in time, but for now, we're hitting new all-time highs, and I hope you're enjoying the ride. The Dow is up 28 points today. The Dow is at 14,830. Boy, as I peek around the corner here, I can see 15,000. That's not too far away. The S&P 500 is up 3. 1591. We're closing in on 1600. The NASDAQ, down a few bits today, down 78 cents, 3296 on the NASDAQ. The euro, it's recovering from its Cypriot fall. The euro is at 1.31. The 10-year yield, making all real estate guys, mortgage brokers, mortgage bankers, mortgage agents, real estate agents, appraisers happy today. The 10-year yield is at 1.79%. Gold up $2, 1560. Boy, I tell you, there was a terrible call on gold yesterday, which I agree with. I just don't see gold doing anything. It's one of the worst performing assets, and it's still one of the worst performing assets. Who's been telling you to stay out of gold for now? Well, look what, was it Goldman Sachs yesterday? Someone like that. Oil was down 47 cents, is down 47 cents this morning to $94.17. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where every day I try to keep you focused. I try to keep you from doing crazy things. I try to help you make hay while the sun is shining. The sun's been shining on the market now for 49 months. I've written article after article after article. When do the bulls admit they are wrong? When do people finally realize that this real estate market has turned around and it's moving up in the right direction? And yet every time I write one of these articles, I get all kinds of nasty comments. Well, the Fed's propping it up. Well, if you're an investor in the market, what do you care? You know, look, the consequences will come later down the line. You got to make hay while the sun shines. And this has been a wonderful opportunity over the last 49 months where we've seen the Dow go from 6,500 to 14,834. And all along the way, Peter Schiff has been telling me that I should sell everything and buy gold. I saw him on TV again yesterday. He's still telling me to sell everything and buy gold. Look, eventually, he'll probably be right. There will be consequences to the spending, the money printing, the bond buyback programs, the debt, and on and on and on and on. But for now, the market continues to hit new highs. So you have your choice. You can stand stubbornly on the sidelines and agree with Peter Schiff and wear your badge proudly that you haven't been sucked into this market. Or you can look at your 401k every day, every week, and watch the value go up. Isn't that a little bit happier? What will be the result someday of the course we're headed on in America? Well, nobody knows for sure. We know where Greece is at. Greece today reported their unemployment rate 27.2%. What are we? We're about 7%? 27.2%. Now there's an article I would like to read. I would like to have an honest economist looking in from the outside review and report what got Greece into the mess they're in. All of you fledgling writers out there, there's a great article. Why? Because we don't want to follow that course, do we? That doesn't sound like any fun. Okay, then when you're done writing that Greece article, you know, visit the Greek Isles or whatever, Santorini, Athens, you know, whatever, Isle of Patmos, then jump on a plane and fly down to Australia, where the unemployment rate is 5.6%. And that article should be titled, What Have They Done Right in Australia? That's the course we should follow. 27.2% unemployment in Greece. Of course, Spain is about equal to that. Italy's not much better. They're doing something wrong. They've done something wrong over there. Whatever they did, please, let's not do what they did. Let's instead take a look at what the Australians have done down under. Their unemployment rate is 5.6%. I don't think their national debt is anything like what we've got here in America. You know, so much of life is just common sense. You would think the guys up on the hill in Washington would dispatch somebody to Greece and say, hey, okay, here's what they did, and here's what we don't want to do. And then dispatch them down to Australia and say, here's what we want to do, so let's make our policies here in Congress and the what else, the fiscal policies, let's follow the policies that work. That's just common sense. You know, as I watch these struggling baseball players at the beginning of baseball season, if I was a baseball player, I would go to a guy that had a 300 lifetime batting average and follow what he tells me to do. I would go to, we have a Cy Young Award winner here in San Diego that's in his 60s now. If I was a young pitcher, I'd go to him and find out how to pitch because it worked, right? It worked. Instead, I see these batting coaches that were marginal players at best in their day, and they're guiding the young kids on how to bat. Anyways, what else do we have going on? We had, finally, you know, last week we had a couple of scares in the market. We had a scare, which hasn't really gone away yet. That comes from North Korea with their nuclear weapons pointed at America and South Korea, wherever else they want to point their nuclear weapons at and rattle their sabers. That always has an unnerving effect on the market. The other thing that happened last week was we got some bad jobs numbers. So I had to face that conundrum over the weekend in my newsletter. What do we do now? We had some scary days in the market last week. And I analyzed. I stepped back from the situation a little bit, looked at it, analyzed it. What we have to decide is this a temporary thing that will blow over? Or is this the final nail in the coffin of the 49-month-old bull market? And when I analyzed these two situations, I came away with the conclusion that all is well for now, that the 49-month bull is still intact, that there's no reason to be running for the sidelines, even though we had a couple of really ugly days last week. You know what? In the course of a 49-month-old bull, you're going to have a lot of ugly days. But what you have to determine as an investor, is this just an ugly day? Which happens from time to time. I mean, that's part and parcel to being an investor in the market. You're going to have some ugly days. What you don't want to have is an ugly year or an ugly 2 years. That's called a bear market. So we have to separate out the ugly days, which are temporary. We had, you know what, Monday here in San Diego, we had winds blowing about 45, 50 miles an hour on the harbor. I actually did some running there, and I felt freezing rain on my face. I can't tell you the last time I felt freezing rain. Today I'm looking out on a beautiful blue ocean. It's about 65 degrees. The sailboats are headed out for the day. We have ugly days here in San Diego in the weather. We have ugly days in the market. But what we have to determine is whether or not that's the beginning of some real ugly days ahead, and we have to make some long-term decisions, which in my book are made up of lots of little decisions. Now, I'm glad that I decided not to do anything drastic last week, because this week we got some decent jobs numbers. I came to the conclusion last week that these jobs numbers for now, this does not a new trend make. These were a couple of reports that were kind of out of whack with the reports we've had in the past. I came to the conclusion that this was probably just an anomaly for now. Not a trend. One week does not a new trend make. A couple of reports does not a new trend make. It is part of the facts that we have to weigh in our mind, but we have to decide. Is this the end of the 49-month bull market, which will end at some point in time? So far, the answer is no. So let's ride this thing for all it's worth, all right? When we come back, let's look for some more sunny spots here in the market. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6-7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Let's take a look at one that has been on my radar, not only on my radar, but in my portfolios for quite some time. We've talked about this one in the past. It's hitting a new all-time high today. Well, sometimes you know you're on the right track if a lot of the stocks you own are hitting new all-time highs. And you could say, well, the market's hitting new all-time highs, so shouldn't stocks be hitting new all-time highs? Not necessarily. You still have to be in the right stocks. I see Hewlett-Packard down 6% today, all right? So you still have to be in the right stocks, in the right areas of the market. Let's take a look at one of the right areas of the market right now. I continue to like small and mid-cap stocks. This stock happens to be a mid-cap at $9.7 billion, just shy of being a large cap. I like stocks in the real estate sector. It's still one of the top sectors in America. We had a new home builder IPO this week. We have another one scheduled for next week. Some would say, well, that means that's the top of the real estate market. I disagree. Has your home gotten back to where it was 4 or 5 years ago? No, you're probably about 25% higher than the bottom, but you still have a lot further to go. And I don't think that the new home builders are even cranked up into a second gear yet. I mean, they're still trying to scramble to get the land that they need. So I think there's still a lot of room to move in this real estate sector. One of the stocks that I currently own, oh, did I say I like dividend paying stocks? Yes, I like dividend paying stocks also. As we look at the top asset classes in the market right now, we see that small cap dividend, mid cap dividend, large cap dividend, these are still some of the leading asset classes out there. This company pays a dividend. They pay a dividend right now of 7.9%. When I bought it, it was 8.6. Now it's 7.9. This company has recently become the largest owner of single family homes in America. Now, why would they become the largest owner of single-family homes in America at a time like this? What do? Well, they're kind of run a bunch of hedge funds. These are some pretty savvy people that look out on the world, look at the trends, try to get in early, and they buy for the long term. In fact, usually private equity, usually hedge funds. Yeah, let's call it private equity. Private equity is generally looking out over the next 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And an investment in a lot of these private equity funds has got a 10-year time frame. Oh, along the way, they spit off money to you as they sell off assets, and as they receive dividends or whatever else, income from their investments. And then at the end of 10 years, everybody goes home and gets their final paycheck. And usually it's a heck of a lot bigger than what they invested in originally. That's the world of private equity. The world of private equity, generally speaking, is for well-heeled people, institutions, pension funds, teachers' unions, etc. But there are some publicly traded companies that give you access to this world. We've talked about Blackstone Group in the past. The symbol is BX. Blackstone Group went public in 2007, and they've been racking up some pretty good gains ever since then, along with the pretty healthy dividend of 7.9%. It's also important for me to say that I don't make recommendations here on the air. I give you examples of the upper echelon, the top, the very best. They say what? Prime beef is the top 3% of all the beef in America. What do you want in your portfolio? Do you want prime beef or do you want ground round from the discount supermarket? You know, it's up to you. This stock, from a performance point of view, over the last 3 years, it's doubled the performance of the S&P 500. Okay? We call the difference between the market and the actual performance of your stock or fund or whatever, we call that alpha. This thing has delivered some pretty good alpha. I write for Seeking Alpha because we're all seeking alpha. We certainly don't want to underperform. We want to overperform. We want to exceed expectations. Blackstone Group has done that over the last 3 years. How about the last 12 months? Well, I think their strategy is working, whatever they're doing, becoming the biggest owner of single-family homes across America. The stock's up 50%. The market's only up 16% over the last 12 months. It's tripled the returns of the market. It's performed so well that it gets a momentum grade right now from the Gunderson Best Stocks Now app of A. Okay? So it passes the first test that I put a stock through. That's the performance test. The second test I put a stock through is the valuation test. The stock's got to still make sense to this old value investor, this cheapskate, this tightwad. It's still got to make sense from a valuation point of view. Well, the stock is currently trading at 7.7 times forward earnings. Well, that's single digits. Okay, that's not so bad. The market's at about 17 times forward earnings, at least the 3,300 stocks that I follow. This one's trading at about half of that, less than half of that. Yet they are expected to continue to grow their earnings by 13.6% per year over the next 5 years. When you have a forward PE that's less than the growth rate, we call that trading at a discount to its growth rate. That translates into a PEG ratio. The PEG ratio on BX, Blackstone Group, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange, currently comes in at 0.57. That's way less than 1. I have a 5-year target price on the stock of $31. It's currently at $21. That gives it ample upside potential for capital appreciation. And you throw in that 7.9% dividend that it's paying. You know, I just think it has a better chance than most of doing well over the next year, over the next 3 years. Only time will tell. It's done well for me so far. I like the fact, too, that they were buying single-family homes when prices were low. And now I can be a owner. I can be one of the largest owners of single-family homes. If I just own one share of Blackstone Group, by proxy, I'm one of the largest owners of single-family homes across America. And every time I see the Case-Shiller report come out that says single-family homes up 10% year over year, I say, I'm in on that because I own a piece of the action. It's a best stock now. We'll be right back. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see 3 model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel cost up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Boy, I tell you what, a lot of the stocks that I wrote about 53 stocks in my book, Best Stocks Now, which is available for purchase from my website, pwstreet.com. Also, if you'd like to get on our weekly mailing list, where I send out my market commentary, and I send out my model portfolios, and I send out my stock of the week and my top 300 list from amongst 3,300 stocks in the market. That obviously represents the top echelon of all the stocks out there. One of the stocks that I wrote about in the book was a company out of Stamford, Connecticut. Man, has it been exploding lately. The name of the company is Gartner Inc. The symbol is IT. A lot of you folks going to work today, you might be IT professionals. You know what IT means? What does IT do, Gartner Group? Yeah, they don't do a lot of IT, but they do provide information technology. I guess they do a lot of IT. Market research and consulting to clients in over 85 countries. Earnings been growing at a steady pace over the years. The stock has been growing at a steady pace over the years. Have I ever mentioned that there is a direct correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation? Well, so one of the tricks to the market is finding stocks that are growing their earnings and buying them at the right price. And with all things being equal, you should get stock price appreciation over the years, barring some unforeseen event. Over the years, IT has delivered 23%. This is the last decade. No wonder it made my book Best Stocks Now. It's delivered 23% per year over the last 10 years to investors. Over the last 5 years, the stocks delivered 22% per year. Over the last 3 years, the stocks delivered 37% per year. It's quadrupled the returns of the S&P 500. And I know there's no guarantees that in the future it's going to continue to rack up returns like this. But boy, when I see a 325 lifetime hitter step up to the plate at a game, it strikes fear in my heart if he's on the other team. When I see a 182 lifetime hitter step up to the plate, I'm not quite as concerned about losing our fragile lead. I like a good track record. Over the last 12 months, IT's up another 37%. When I compare the performance of IT versus all the other stocks that it competes against, 3,300 that I have in my database right now, it gets a performance grade of A. It's at the top of its class. It's a valedictorian. Don't they get a different color cap and gown to wear? Let's give this IT Gartner in Stamford, Connecticut a different colored cap because it's done very, very well. Top of the class. Over the last several months here, it's earned a momentum grade of A-. Okay, now you know me. I'm not a momentum investor. I am and I'm not. I am because I like performance, but I'm not because I also like valuation. A pure momentum investor buys a stock because it has momentum and nothing else usually. They don't care about valuation. I do care about valuation. Now, in 2008, IT was up 1.5% that year. The market was down 38%. This stock holds up well under pressure. Well, it seems like when things get tough, people need more market research, information technology, consulting services to try to get their businesses in line with a changing economy. Holds up well under duress. What about valuation? This is a company that has been a steady grower over the years, and it's expected to continue to grow by about 19% per year. This stock has been hitting new highs lately. It recently broke out to new highs. What a powerful stock chart. That obviously has taken a little bit of air out of the valuation balloon. But in my book, there's still enough valuation there. Oh yeah, if I was going to initiate a new position in this thing, I would much rather see it pull back a little bit here as it's a bit extended. But from a valuation point of view, I can still justify Gartner, Inc., IT, which is a $5.3 billion mid-cap company. Have I said lately that mid-caps and small caps are one of the sweet spots in the market right now? Yes, Gartner is in that sweet spot. That mid-cap sweet spot. That layer of chocolate, you know, in that three-layer thing that you get with cookie on the bottom, chocolate in the middle, cream cheese on the top. Nothing that your heart doctor would ever approve of. But Gartner Group is in that sweet spot, right in the middle. Right in the middle, mid-cap stocks. IT passes the performance test. That's not easy to do. It's not easy to earn a grade of A in my system. IT passes the valuation test, just barely. I mean, I would rather see it, to be honest, a little bit cheaper. I'd like to see it pull back just a little bit. But you know what? In the overall scheme of things, this is one of the hottest stocks in the market, and it's not like nosebleed expensive. The last test that I put a stock through is that all-important visual check, that stock chart. This is one of the healthiest stock charts in the entire market. In fact, yesterday, I sent out a tweet. I send out about 10 a day, maybe a little less, depending on the day. Yesterday was what? A big day in the market. We've had a lot of big days in the market lately. So I've sent out a lot of tweets lately. I said, holy crap, look at this thing today, Gartner. What in the heck is going on? Just a massive breakout on IT. Passes the stock chart test. Lastly, the overall grade, the overall rank. About 3 or 4% of the stocks at any given time in my database are A-rated. And it's not like they bounce around a lot. You know, I mean, these trends stay in place for quite some time sometimes. Look at IT. 1 year ago, the stock was ranked number 94, and it had an A rating. Here we are a year later, and the stock is up how much in the last year? It's up 37.3%. IT has never dropped out of my top 200 in the last year. Not bad, all right? It currently gets a Gunderson stock grade of A, and it currently comes in at number 48 out of 3,299 stocks. IT definitely qualifies as a best stock. Now as I look at the tweets from the past, if you go to the app, press on IT and scroll down, you'll see the tweets that I've sent out on this stock over the last year. Every time. Gartner has been a good stock over the years, number 39 overall. That was almost a year ago. Recently, another new high for Gartner Group. I wrote about it in my book, Best Stocks Now. Yesterday, wow, look at Gartner, number 54 overall. I wrote about it in my book. I always remind people. I like to remind them, hey, you know, where did you find a stock like this? I have never heard anybody on any of the financial channels have anybody from Gartner Group. Maybe you have. I've never seen it in the Wall Street Journal and Barron's. I've never seen Jim Cramer interview Gartner Group. Maybe I have. Gartner Group is a best stock now. Symbol is IT. Hey, maybe it would be worth your time to go to my website at pwstreet.com. I'm not here to hawk newsletters. I'm here to help you as an investor, to help you guide you through what can be a pretty tricky market from time to time. You know, emotions get in our way a lot. I have to step back and I have to set aside the emotions and I have to look at the facts every single weekend. I spend my entire day, almost my entire day, part of the day Saturday, putting out a weekly newsletter. It goes through the current market conditions. It goes through the current asset classes and the rankings. We're looking for subtle changes because we always want to be on the lookout here. We take a look at the sectors in the market, and we rank those so we know that we're in the right sectors, which continue to be biotech, healthcare, real estate, the REITs, the MLPs. We do a featured stock of the week. We have model portfolios. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com and get it in your little email box every week, and it can't hurt, for heaven's sakes. We'll be right back.
He was an immigrant's kid from Omaha, and from the start, his life was showbiz. Vaudeville, then the New York stage, but it took decades to land a Hollywood studio screen test. And the result? The director reviewing him wrote, "Can't sing, slightly bald, also dances." No one remembers that director. Everyone remembers the performer. Fred Astaire tapped dancing past criticism right into film history. Mr. Can't Sing, Slightly Bald made 71 films, picking up Oscars, Emmys, and Golden Globes. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. History is full of experts who get it wrong. Remember that. No single opinion determines your value. No one performance defines you in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
If you run a small business, imagine how you'd feel if one of your computers crashed or was stolen. Think how damaging it would be. Your important company files could be lost forever. That's why Carbonite, the company that made online backup simple, secure, and affordable, created Carbonite Pro Online Backup. It's a backup plan specifically designed for small businesses just like yours. With just one account, all of your PCs will be backed up automatically whenever they're connected to the Internet. Files are encrypted and stored at a safe off-site location, so when a computer disaster does happen, you'll get your files back easily. With Carbonite Pro, there's one centralized dashboard to monitor the backup status across all of your PCs. Plus, there's just one monthly bill, and prices start at only $10 a month. Don't wait. Make Carbonite Pro the backup plan for your small business. Try the full service free for 1 month. There's no credit card required. Go to CarbonitePro.com today to get started. That's CarbonitePro.com.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. "That door's blocked," Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Hey, if you'd like for us to take a look, see what we can do for you in your Roth IRA, your traditional IRA, your trust accounts, your college accounts, your 401ks, you name it, give us a call here at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or visit our website at pwstreet.com. All right, we have time for one more before we bring in our mortgage and bond market expert, Craig Brock. This is a nice little stock here that I just read a little article this morning about the CEO who says his company is going to double in the next 5 years, and I want to be part of that. I'm already part of that. I am an owner of this company, which is headquartered in Houston, Texas. Guess what they do down in Houston? Yep, you're right. They're engaged in the exploration and production of crude oil, natural gas, and natural gas liquids worldwide. CEO says that the company will double in the next 5 years, and that's in their oil production, their holdings, and the stock has already done very, very well in the past. The name of the company is Noble Energy, NBL. This is a large cap conservative growth stock at $21 billion in market cap. It's blown away the likes of Chevron and Mobil and the big well-known names. This is a much smaller, under the radar. That's what we tend to point to and find here at Best Stocks Now Radio Hour and in the Best Stocks Now app and in the Best Stocks Now newsletter. Over the last 10 years, Noble Energy has delivered 22% per year to investors. By contrast, Exxon Mobil over the last 10 years has delivered 12% per year. Not bad, but it's not 22% per year. Over the last 3 years, Noble Energy has delivered 16% per year to investors in the company. Exxon Mobil has delivered 11%, so this thing continues to blow away Exxon Mobil. Over the last 12 months, Noble Energy is up 26%. Exxon Mobil over the last, and I'm not picking on Exxon Mobil, has only delivered 8%. So this stock has tripled the returns of Exxon Mobil in the last 12 months. It's clobbered Exxon Mobil over the last 3 years. It's beaten Exxon Mobil quite handily over the last 10 years. Do we get any dividend here? I'm going to check on that. I like getting those dividend checks. Weekly dividend, little less than 1%. So we're buying this for capital appreciation, hopefully. And it certainly has delivered the goods over the last decade. It continues to deliver the goods. From a valuation point of view, the stock is currently trading at 14 times forward earnings. I have a valuation of $200 per share. It's currently trading at $117 per share. That gives it plenty of upside potential. Gets a value grade of B-. It gets a performance grade of B. But overall, when you're looking for a large cap conservative stock, this is one of my highest rank large cap conservative stocks, and it's moving up in rank. I like that. And it has a very solid stock chart that broke out to a new all-time high yesterday. Noble Energy, NBL, another example of a best stock now. All right, let's talk to Craig Brock. You know, Craig, I was a little worried about the jobs numbers coming in last week, and I was wondering if this is the beginning of a new trend. You were happy because it drove interest rates down. And it looks like it might have just been a one-off, as now this week we've gotten better than expected jobs numbers.
Yeah, we have, Bill. The initial claims came in a little bit lighter than what we anticipated, only 346,000. But, you know, you had Good Friday in there as well and Easter, and, you know, maybe there's a reason for it to be a little bit lighter. But, you know, still we've got a yield on the 10-year Treasury below 1.8%, which is fantastic. Hey, did you know that in Spain, home prices actually declined 10%? So home values can go down. That's why you don't want to use all your cash and pay cash for a home.
Wow. They're still, so they haven't hit bottom yet in Spain.
No. No, they haven't, and there isn't a day go by where someone doesn't call me saying that they want to pay cash. I can't imagine paying cash for a home when you can borrow just off the 100-year low when money's just off 3%. You want to benefit from arbitrage and keep your money in the market, especially if we see Wells Fargo and J.P. Morgan have good earnings tomorrow, because we're going to see money, even though it might not be my money, it might not be your money, Bill, but we're going to see some money move into the banks if these earnings are good.
Yeah, you know, I talk to a lot of people, and they ask me that question all the time. Is it wise? You know, they just can sleep better at night with a paid-off home. But then again, you have to look, that's a lot of equity sitting there that's not producing any income for you.
Correct. And what happens if you have an illness and you can't work and you can't take that money out of the property, if you can't harvest that money if you ever need it? Sure, if you're over age 62, you can take a reverse mortgage because there are no credit qualifications. There's no income qualifications other than being able to make your property taxes. But still, you want to be diversified.
Yeah, you know, and then money sitting in a home is not exactly liquid. It's expensive to get money out of your home. So, look, it's a personal decision. A home is like a savings account, I guess, and you're hoping for capital appreciation, which we've been getting. But, boy, if you need income, I think it's better having a mortgage at cheap money. Arbitrage that. You're only paying right now, what, 3.75%, something like that, for the money?
Yeah, most people are better than that if they're a cream puff. If they have a one paycheck, the rate will be better. 15-year rates are below 3%. It's a fantastic option.
Yeah, and then you can take that equity in the home and invest it where you're going to get more than 3 or 4%. And, you know, that's leveraging your money a little bit. So anyway, look, to each his own. Everybody's got to make that decision. I'm just telling you from a numbers point of view, it's not the best idea. Okay, Craig, your phone number.
855-900-3279 or CraigBrockMortgage.com.
Okay, and I'm PWStreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.